This is KUT. Stories of displacement are common in a city where there isn't a lot. This is KUT. Stories of displacement are common in a city where there isn't a lot of affordable housing. But what happens when people living in mobile homes are displaced? For KUT News, Marissa Charpentier reports.
Blanca Torres and her family have lived in a mobile home in Del Valle for almost a year. The family used to live at the Thrasher Lane Mobile Home Park in Austin, but last May, the landowner, Urban Rio LLC, removed residents and sold the land to developers.
No había lugar para mi traerla, entonces tenía que moverla para otro lugar.
Torres says her family couldn't find an affordable place in Austin to move their mobile home, so they had to leave.
Pues nos teníamos que mover, no teníamos opciones, o sea, te vas o te vas.
They rented a spot 40 minutes outside the city on land that had no hookups for water or electricity. Between moving the home and buying necessary supplies like a water tank, septic system, and electrical equipment, they've spent around $18,000, and they still don't have internet or air conditioning. Torres commutes to Austin for work and to take her two kids to school. The hardest part of that long drive is just getting down the road that leads to their home. It's a half-mile stretch of gravel and dirt. When it rains, the road quickly turns to mud, and they can't get out.
Yo llegué aquí cuando mi niño tenía 3 años y medio.
Torres, who moved to the U.S. from Mexico 14 years ago, says she never thought she'd end up in a situation like this, one with worse living conditions than in Mexico.
Rancho más de lo más pobre que pueda haber en México.
Torres isn't the only mobile homeowner coping with displacement. In 2015, over 50 residents of Cactus Rose Mobile Home Park were forced out for redevelopment. And according to a study by the Latino Research Initiative at UT Austin, 16 mobile home parks are at risk of development in the coming years. That's because there's little protecting them.
And it's one of the benefits, actually, in Code Next, is that there are a number of mobile home parks currently in Austin that are not zoned as mobile home parks. So they are ripe for redevelopment at any time.
That's Connor Kenny of the City of Austin's Planning Commission. He says Code Next, a proposed change to the city's land development code, hopes to address this issue. It officially rezones several existing mobile home parks as mobile home parks. Kenny says these measures could help protect people living in mobile homes in Austin now, but it doesn't help people like Blanca Torres, who were displaced already.
We can do a lot to preserve the ones that are already here, but in terms of reviving Thrasher or any other park, I would like to think so, but I'm afraid that they're just gone for good.
The City Council could vote on Code Next this summer. Marissa Charpentier, KUT News.